I drank water out of it.
Is that right?
It's been 6 years ago, but there's a pretty good spring there.
Uh-huh. Is it dried up now?
No, it's covered up.
I see.
Water table is very low here.
Mm-hmm.
Very high. Dig down a few feet and get water.
Is that so? Is that because the river is so close, you think?
No, it's because it's spring here. Uh-huh. We're higher than the river.
I see. What would you call something like the spring, would you call this a neighborhood road or a street or what?
It's really an avenue, but we've always called it a street.
Uh-huh. What's the difference between an avenue and a street?
Depends on which way they run.
Oh, how do you make that distinction?
This runs north and south.
I see, the north and south ones are the avenues.
They call it an avenue, and the streets run east and west.
All right.
This runs north and south.
Okay. If you were you drive off the street up to the house on a little roadway, what's that called?
Driveway, I guess.
All right. And now terms for on a farm, when you walk through a field, it isn't even a road, but you just call that a what?
That's a path.
All right.
Or a trail.
All right, good. Now, what's the plural of path? One path,
paths.
Right. Okay. Now we're talking about the word throw. Say, did you ever want a baseball? Did you ever?
You pitched it.
Yeah. Use that word though.
They say they pitched it.
All right. Or he.
He hurled it.
Yeah. Let's just take the word I was using though. Did you ever?
You pitched it.
Mm-hmm.
We call it pitch, same thing.
Okay. Or, but if we're going to use the word throw, say.
You say he threw the ball.
All right. And many times I have
thrown the ball, of course.
Right. All right. And we're trying, the word we were talking about in the present tense is just
throw it.
All right. Now, if you're you picked up something and threw it at a dog or something. You might pick up a.
We'd call it a rock.
All right. What's the difference in your mind between a rock and a stone?
Depends on where you live. And it's a rock in Georgia. It's a pin. It's a stone in Massachusetts.
Okay. But it'll be a rock no matter how small or how large it is.
We call it a rock.
Okay.
It's the same thing.
All right. And if you went up to someone's house and rang the doorbell, you might say, I guess there's nobody
at home.
All right. Now, if you want someone, to accompany you someplace, you might say, will you come with me? Will you come
with me?
All right. And then you say, did he come with you? And you say, no. I came with him. I came
with him.
But he wasn't with you. So you say he came with. Did he come with him? No, he came.
After me.
Or without
him. Without me.
Yeah. All right. Was he walking away from you? No, he was walking
toward me.
All right. Now, if you gave your son the name of an uncle, you might say, we named him
after him.
All right.
Or for him.
Yeah. All right. Either one is the
same.
All right. And a four-legged animal that barks is a
quarter. Oh, it was a dog.
Okay. Now, here are a couple of calls to dogs. What would you say to a dog? How would you tell a dog to attack another dog?